Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back. It's a jam-packed Wednesday edition of JJ After Dark. It's John Jastrzemski right here on The Fan, and we're welcoming in one of my favorites. It's March. He's got UConn on the way to the NCAA tournament, and not only are they going to the NCAA tournament, they're going to be a very dangerous out when they get to the NCAA tournament. My main man, the head coach of UConn, the great Dan Hurley. What's happening, Coach?
John, what's up, my friend? How you doing?
Coach, I'm doing well, and, you know, watching your game tonight, first 15 minutes or so didn't look like the UConn team we've seen over the last few games. You guys finished the first half with a flurry, and then you whooped Seton Hall in the second half. So I guess let's start here. What was the biggest difference in your team first 15 minutes of the game and then end of the first half into the second half?
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously – you know, a game that was important for both of us, you know, from an NCAA standpoint, you know, probably more important for them. So their level of desperation, I think, to start the game, you know, knocked us on our heels. They punched us in the mouth. You know, but we were able to weather the storm. And you know, in the first half, you know, credit Seton Hall. They guarded us real well, real aggressively. We couldn't find the rhythm offensively. You know, but we're becoming a great defensive team, and we rebound the heck out of the ball. And you know, if you do that consistently, and we got our offense going like we did in the second half, we're able to separate.
Coach, you lost to these guys going back earlier in the year at home. Was revenge not only on your mind, but your players? Were you guys talking about that, getting ready for this game?
No, not at all. I mean, it was, you know, for us, I think, the one thing that we talked about with the players was if you want to, you know, you got a chance to kind of play your way off the bubble, and really good teams this time of year, they play their way off the bubble and start playing seeding. And those are the teams that give themselves a chance to make a march. And our focus, too, was, you know, first year in the Big East, understand where this program was not too long ago. You know, in shambles, we had a chance to finish in the top three with a win tonight. So that was probably more of our focus than revenge.
You know, Coach, you hit on the bracketology aspect of it. I'm not going to lie. I'm checking it like every single day. I'm like refreshing Palm, Lenardi, all that stuff. And I'm a talk show host. I'm a Syracuse alum. I'm used to being on the bubble. Trust me on that. But is that something like you're worried about with your guys where – you know, like they're refreshing Twitter, they're seeing where you guys are at. Now, listen, you guys are in great shape. I don't think you're going to be worrying about that over the next 2 weeks. But is that something you've had to, you know, talk to your team about?
I've always been honest with my teams. You know, going back to Rhode Island in my fifth year when we were, you know, kind of on the bubble and you know, late in the year, I let them know exactly what we needed to do late in terms of, you know, we had no margin for error. So, you know, these kids are all over social media. They watch, you know, they watch all the networks. You know, they know the position that we were in. You know, I think it's we just talked about it and addressed it and faced it. And you know, we have a pretty loose group of guys. I mean, Book Knight is, you know, like huge confidence, huge swagger. RJ Cole, huge confidence. You know, the being on the bubble, you know, the impact that they've done.
We got UConn head coach Dan Hurley. He joins us after a big win over the Seton Hall Pirates. And, Coach, you know, I got to admit, back in like January, early February, I'm known to butcher a name from time to time. And I guess it's only fair when you got a last name like Yastrzemski that gets butchered all the time. But your superstar, James Book Knight, I couldn't say his damn name. I guarantee it is, Coach. After what I've seen from him, even on a night when he's not at his very best, me and the rest of America is going to know his name and know it well by the time we hit the middle of March.
Yeah, yeah. What do you call him? Do you call him Boatwright?
Yeah, I don't even know what I was trying to call him, to be honest with you, Coach. Like, I was just butchering it every which way, and now I got it down to a science. Book Knight. It's actually very easy.
Yeah, because you had Boatwright, you know, one of the all-time great UConn guards that won the chip with Shabazz. So he get early on in his career, people were called him Boatwright. But, yeah, I mean, you know, he's a guy that, you know, even when he was hurt, you know, he was obviously in a position to be a, you know, late lottery pick. And, you know, he's such a talent. And, you know, I think he's everything that an NBA team is looking for to guard. And, you know, I think, you know, obviously he wanted to get back and play for his teammates. But I also think, like, the legacy that he's going to leave at UConn, you know, was a reason why he got back quickly from the elbow. You know, because it's been a couple down years here. And, he wants to leave that legacy in stores that he helped bring it back.
Well, Coach, I heard you talk about this after the game tonight when you were on with the Fox guys. You think it's going to really help your team, the fact that you were able to play a bunch of games and hang in without a guy who's got lottery pick written all over him? Like, you were mentioning how, in many ways, it could end up being a blessing in disguise. How do you feel that's the case?
I mean, I didn't feel it at the time, John. It was brutal.
No, definitely not. Listen, I don't blame you, man. You're missing out on 25 and big buckets. I'd be saying the same thing, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if he doesn't get hurt, you know, we're I don't even want to speculate on the record and where we'd be ranked and what our seed line would be with him healthy, but again, on the flip side, it gave guys like Adama Sinogo and R.J. Cole and Isaiah Whaley and Tyrese Martin. And we've got depth. And Andre Jackson got a chance to get back to get some minutes and get comfortable after missing time. So it definitely made us stronger. And I feel like we have a really fresh team right now.
Coach, Book Knight the best player in the Big East?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I love Mamu. You know, I think Mamu, because James missed the time, you know, with the injury, you know, deserves player of the year. Mamu has been unbelievable this year. But James is, you know, I think, you know, by far the most talented player. And obviously, you know, there hasn't been, you know, a player at UConn like him in a while. And, you know, he's got a chance to be the highest, you know, highest drafted player, you know, coming from the Big East and, you know, potentially in a while if he does what he's capable of late here.
Coach, it's been a strange year. It's been a weird year. You guys know that better than anybody, getting shut down a couple of different times. Do you finally feel like you're at a point? It's March. We're going to have an NCAA tournament this year. We're going to have a Big East tournament this year. Does it finally feel like Big East basketball at this point?
I think it'll, you know, this has been such a strange season, man. You know, John, it's like you go to these games and, you know, most of them there's no one there, and then sometimes there's like 2,000 people there, and, you know, you're on these Zoom calls. It's not the same. You know, the competition is the same, but the whole experience is different. Obviously, we can't wait to get back to these, you know, to these packed arenas, but, you know, the reward here for us is, you know, the COVID season has been tough on our players. It's been tough on every team and every staff, but, you know, if you get rewarded with that, you know, with the chance to make a run in the Big East tournament at the end, and then again get to head back to the NCAA tournament. I think, you know, it'll make it all worth it at the end. It'll be a memorable season, one that we will absolutely never forget.
No doubt about it. And it's your first year now back in the Big East. So next week, you know the deal, Coach. Conference tournament week. Normally, Madison Square Garden, it's 20,000. You know, you got people lining up trying to get in the building, maybe trying to go for all four sessions like I did back in the day. How fired up are you and all your guys, though, to get back into this conference tournament, which to me is hands down the best conference tournament in America?
Yeah, it's awesome. And I think that'll be, you know, that'll be a lift. I think it'll be a lift for everyone. Obviously, we've got, you know, Georgetown team on Saturday that's playing like really, really well. Patrick Ewing's doing an unbelievable job with that team. But yeah, I think once we hit the city on Tuesday next week and, you know, get that shoot around at the Garden, you know, I think that that adrenaline rush, that Garden excitement is definitely gonna kick in.
Coach, final one, I appreciate the time. UConn, I think, is a team that's going to make noise in the NCAA tournament. You are the coach. You know your team better than anybody. If you're going to be a team that can go on a little run here and have some fun over the next couple weeks, what, in your opinion, is the biggest key for your team in doing that over the next few weeks?
I think, you know, listen, I think NCAA tournament comes, you know, down to matchups. Obviously, you want to be playing really well at the right time of year. I mean, this year reminds me, for us, a little bit of my fifth year at Rhode Island, where we had injuries that we dealt with during regular season. We played great late in the year and, won the Atlantic 10 tournament, beat Creighton in the first round of the tournament, and then we're up 4-5 against Oregon. We went to the Final Four with 2 minutes to go, and we just kind of gave it away. So, you know, this has the feel for me of my year five team at Rhode Island, and feel like we got a ton of momentum, and we got a beat team, so we're pretty fresh.
The outstanding head coach at UConn, Dan Hurley, who's killing the game right now, is UConn Huskies are going to be playing in the NCAA tournament. Coach, I know I told you this personally, but when my dad got sick back in October, you're busy, you got 1,000 different things going on. The fact that you reached out to me personally, man, that means the world. I can't thank you enough for that. And Dad's doing great, by the way. Better be on the golf course soon, shanking him with me before you know it. You know?
No, well, John, you're one of the best of the media, man. And we go back to the Wagner days when this thing was just starting for me. So I'm a big fan of yours, and I know how big a fan you are of basketball, college hoops, man. So. And besides you being a Syracuse guy, man, like everything else about you is just rock solid.
Yeah, I was going to say, listen, that's the one silver lining. Who knew, Coach, you going to UConn has me now rooting like crazy for you guys. If you would have told me 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I'd be sitting there hooting and hollering for your team tonight. UConn, it feels weird, but hey, Coach Hurley's there, man. Got to do it.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you, John, because for most fans of other teams, I'm a great villain. So,
That's why we love you, Coach. We need a good villain every now and again. Listen, thank you so much, man. Keep kicking ass. Thanks for a couple minutes. We'll chat come tournament time, okay?
Appreciate you, man.
That's the great head coach of the UConn Huskies, Dan Hurley. We're back with more of your calls right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.